Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful day in the Lord. And I hope all of you have been blessed by this beautiful fall day. For the last month and a half, really it's a month and a half? Yeah, last month and a half since the Tuesday after our anniversary, which was September 13, we have had a testimony from one of a different widow for the last month and a half, and it has been a blessing. I know each one of those testimonies have blessed you, and maybe one of them were that you were able to connect with, that's similar to how you have been grieving or had grieved in the past. Just know that it is important for you to grieve and not to hold these things within, because sometimes it makes you form depression. Also, it can cause health problems and many other situations as well. So I hope that those testimonies encourage you to know that you can get through this time in your life. And you can be happy again and have some blessing and also have some fun. Just like we go when we go on our trip, we always have a great time. So just knowing that life does go on. We were not promised that we will be on this earth forever. One day we all will have our time. But just knowing that that loved one, you'll be able to see them again, and that's a blessing. That's the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the love that He has for us, and knowing that we have eternal life, so we will be able to see those loved ones again. And I want to thank each and everyone who did a testimony that it touched my heart as well. You know, it doesn't matter how long ago your spouse passed away. A good testimony, it reminds you of how blessed you are, and also remind you that the goodness of God, that He's gotten you through this far. It could have been just 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, or even 23 years like it's been for me. I still sometimes sit down and think about when it first happened. It's just like it was just the other day. I can't believe it's been 23 years. But I give God the glory to have got me through at this time, and also helping me to raise my two children. Yes, we are truly blessed. Tonight, we're going to talk about renew your personality and your reputation, and also how one can be half-hearted Christian, and hope that you will make it a whole-hearted instead of a half-hearted. But let's talk about, because I have several announcements tonight, so let me begin. Renew your personality. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone and the new has come." That's coming from the NIV version. Few people take the time to develop a pleasant personality. You know, like those happy faces that you can see, the different, the happy, the sad, and all of that. Some people just refuse to have that happy face. They always want to have a sad face and a sad personality. They may put on a fake smile and keep up a pleasant front for a special occasion, but soon return to their old self. Many people believe that personality cannot change, but this is not true. If it were, the sacrificial love of Christ would have been in vain. History shows us that sinners can become saint, and that unlovable people can become pleasant when the love of Christ enters their heart. When you open yourself to the Spirit of the living Christ, your personality is transfigured and your lifestyle transforms. Your calling as a Christian is merely to be a good person, although that is what you will become. Your first priority is to commit yourself completely to the Lord, and then your personality will be renewed. This will not happen through your own strength and ability, no matter how hard you try. When Christ gives you His Spirit, the impossible becomes possible. Our personality yields to Christ's influence, and we grow into the likeness of our heavenly example. Renew your personality. Now, is your reputation worthy enough? John 12:43 says, "They love praise from men more than praise from God." Your good reputation is priceless. It cannot be gained overnight, nor can it be bought by getting favors with hidden agenda. And I'm sure a lot of us might have hidden agenda. It can only be earned by living a noble life. Standards that are founded on essential value ought not to be influenced by the opinion of other people. Your standard should not be of the world, but rather of God. If you allow your reputation to be shaped by other people's opinion and expectation of you, your life will be governed by ever-changing value. People have differ value system, and you cannot comply with all of them. When you live to please God alone, you develop a strong character of a good reputation according to His principles. Your word becomes your bound. Your candor is tempered with love. Honesty becomes an integrity part of your being. And because you are aware of your own vulnerability, you refrain from harshly criticizing others. Living to please God has a powerful effect on your life. If you honor God and allow God to govern your life, you will have the respect of those who honor good standard. Well, let's also talk about the half-hearted Christian. Revelation 3:15 says, "I know your deeds, that you are either cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other. Which one are you, cold or hot?" Some people expect more from their faith than they deserve. They expect blessing without obeying God. They complain when they do not experience the presence of God, yet they neglect spending time quietly before Him. God gives His gift of mercy and grace to those who are sincere in their commitment to Him. People who are willing to sacrifice time so they can grow spiritually, who are disciplined in prayer and Bible study, who worship in spirit and truth. Let me read that one again. People who are willing to sacrifice time so that they can grow spiritually, who are disciplined in prayer and Bible study, who worship in spirit and in truth. Satisfactory Christianity can be experienced only when you have totally surrendered to God and have cheerfully given Him everything you are and everything you have. Only such commitment will develop the glory, the power, and the beauty of Christ in your life. Think about that. Can you answer yes to those things? It is tragic that so many Christians are satisfied with half-hearted commitment to Christ. They love Him, but they're not willing to accept the challenge of that love. Placing Christ in the center of your life means complete surrender to Him. The reward is awesome. Don't you want that reward? I do. I'm not doing everything perfectly, but I'm trying my very best. Are you a half-hearted Christian? Are you cold or hot? Which one are you, one or the other? That is my inspirational message for tonight. Renew your personality. Is your reputation worthy enough? Are you the half-hearted Christian? Well, that is all I have tonight is for. But I also have something else that I would like to read. I was talking to my niece this week, and she gave me something that I typed and because I wanted to share this information tonight as well as other things that I'm doing, the class that I'm facilitating on Thursday night. This is something that that touched my heart. And it says, only God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a trumpet, a victim into victory. At the lowest, God is hope. At the darkest, God is light. At the weakest, God is strength. At your saddest, God is comfort. Just know that He can be all of these things and make all of these things come to pass. So just know, any mess, like my grandson said tonight, he wasted something on him. And he said, Nana, mess, mess. Yes, he can turn a mess into a message. Well, I have several announcements tonight. One of them, this coming Saturday, is normally our monthly meeting, November the 15th. Well, it's supposed to be very cold this coming Saturday. And I know that many of you is not going to want to get out of that warm bed and come to the meeting. So instead of having a meeting, we're going to have a free conferencecall.com conference call. I am going to tell you the number tonight. I am going to text it to you. I am going to put it on a calling post. And I am also going to email some information to you regarding our meeting. And we're going to have a conference call between 9 and 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Everyone can call in. It will not be a problem with a telephone. Hearing this is going through like you were dialing into this number tonight. That's how it's going to be, calling into a number, and we all can talk at one time. Not at one time, one at a time. But we will be talking about our trip that we're going on next year. I must decide on this very soon, but no later than the next week or two, really before Thanksgiving, because I need to make some phone calls and make things final. There's two trips that we're thinking about. We're thinking about going to the Biltmore Estate in North Carolina, or we're going to go to Memphis, Tennessee, tour Memphis, Tennessee, and going to Tunica as well. Now, the Biltmore Estate trip will be in June, the latter part of June. Also, the trip for Tennessee will be the 1st of August. I have some dates together, but we'll discuss that on Saturday. But if you, callers, if you have a telephone, if you have a pen handy, write this down for me. But I'll get to you and give you time to get that pen handy and a piece of paper. But before I give this information about the free conference call.com number, one thing else I want to mention as well is that if you have not written your testimony for our book, please start working on it. We have to get that in. We must get this book written. A few of you have not, and you said you're working on it, and I'm trying to give you some time, but by month end, we got to go forward. So I would like for each one of you to be a part of this book that we're going to be publishing in the first part of the year. We hope I'm going to work real hard in getting that started. I am going to be getting with someone to help me do some editing to the stories as well. So please, if you have not, please get your testimony written so you can be a part of that book to encourage others. The free conference call number is 712-432-1219. That's 712-432-1219. And there's an ID number that you have to key in. That ID number is called a meeting ID, 464-474-890. That's 464-474-890. We will be having our meeting by conference call this coming Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. It's going to be very cool. It's supposed to be down in, 30s or 40s, and I know you're not going to want to get up out of the bed, so I figure we can have that call. We're only going to talk about the trip and the testimony. So, and maybe one other thing, but those are the two main things that is important. Oh, yeah, also what we're going to talk about, our Christmas get-together, the date that we're going to have our Christmas breakfast, and that we're going to still do the shoebox again this year. So there are three things that we want to discuss, and at 1 hour we can do it. So just know that you can just, and once you finish the meeting, you can roll back over and go back to sleep. So that is all that I have tonight. And let me see this. Yes, we definitely want to do the shoebox project again because that was a blessing to single women with children. And I am with another ministry as well, and they will be doing the same thing as well. So we want to get as many shoeboxes. Start getting your shoeboxes filled with toiletry items and some things for the children as well. If you decide that you want to do a shoebox just for children, that is fine also. You can do it for both in this one shoebox for the mother as well as children, some items in there. You can do something spiritual inside the box as well. It'll be a blessing to whoever gets it. And we want to be a blessing to others, especially during this time. It's more to give than to receive. We have a few more minutes. I'm trying to see what else, if there's anything else that I have missed. But just know that I probably won't text you with the number until Friday, but I will do a calling post and do an email, the flyers to everyone. So you'll see a copy of the flyers for both trips. So you should get that by no later than Friday morning, and I'm going to also be texting everybody as well. So I'll be getting that all of those things out no later than Friday morning to you. But the calling post, I will send that out tomorrow. And that is all tonight. Be blessed. Have a great week. Stay warm. And just remember, are you a half-hearted Christian? Do you need to renew your personality? Or is your reputation worthy enough that God will want to be, that God want, that you will be able to go up to heaven and say, God, I am worthy. My reputation is worthy. My personality is good. And I'm not a half-hearted Christian. I am a full-hearted Christian. Be blessed. Have a great week. And listen to William Murphy. He said, this is your season. I know it's mine, and I want to claim every bit of it. Good night.
already getting better.